This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, as we launch into the second hour of the program, joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
For those of you just tuning in, we've talked, and we're going to get back into the story in a moment. We're talking about terms of service. Yeah, I know, that doesn't sound real exciting. But apparently it's illegal to violate these things. We'll tell you about that. This is something I've never heard of before, but apparently it's not new. It's been that way for a couple of decades.
Now, I'm going to give a name, and tell me if this name rings a bell to you. Aaron Schwartz.
Yes.
He was charged.
That's the guy that killed himself.
Yes, because he was facing, you know, like multiple lifetimes in prison for violating the Computer Fraud Abuse Act because he downloaded a bunch of stuff from a website.
So we can get back into that. We also, in the last hour, talked about the libertarian movement and its infiltration by fascists and socialists, and mostly, though, talking about the right wing of those groups and how they've managed to get some significant level of influence over the National Libertarian Party. And I also, you know, we're kind of in the midst of all that talking about the basics of libertarianism, the non-aggression principle, the idea that libertarianism is supposed to be based on this concept that says you should not use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals, or the threat of aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. And this is what the bedrock principle of the Libertarian Party is supposed to be, but they've strayed away from that over the years, and that's what has frustrated me and a lot of other liberty-minded folks, to where I, you know, like I said, I resigned my life membership in the National Libertarian Party back in 2008, and I can't say that they've done anything since then, for the most part, to really rekindle my interest whatsoever. The New Hampshire Libertarian Party, on the other hand, has definitely rekindled my interest. It was, for a long time, a very ineffective organization here. And then about a year ago, actually, I guess just over a year ago, I think it was September of 2016, Daryl, who's sitting across from me here, Daryl Perry, who last year ran for, unfortunately, unsuccessfully for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, went and ran for the chairmanship of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. You won that. You won, I believe, near unanimously. I think you were the only one who didn't vote for you.
Correct.
Isn't that it? So you got that, and then immediately started to breathe new life into the organization with the assistance of Roger Paxton and the other great board members over there.
Yes.
At the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. But the whole organization was basically, you know, new blood was brought in for
right,
the most part.
You know, it's amazing what happens when you respond to emails.
Yes, the previous chairman was quite derelict in his duties, even the most basic of duties, as you're pointing out here. So it was a big change, and that got me interested again.
And I've been doing also stuff. When you have email inquiries go to multiple people on the executive committee instead of just going to one person.
Which is what you guys have now, but
correct.
Did not previously. And so, you know, that's where I want to put my time. That's where I want to put my money, because I only have a limited amount of both of those things, which is why, like I say, you know, God has blessed you and those radicals in the Libertarian Party nationally, Daryl. I mean, I think it's a, you know, basically a waste of time, but you guys feel like it's worth it. You guys are putting time into trying to save the National Libertarian Party, and it's not an impossible task, because
right.
It's still a pretty close split. Like, Gary Johnson didn't win by that much.
Right, and I even heard people say, well, I only voted for him because I didn't want a third ballot. So there was, you know,
this is within the party when he was nominated.
Right, within the convention.
So it went to a second ballot.
Went to a second ballot, and, you know, people just, they were exhausted. They didn't want a third ballot. They didn't want the vice presidential nomination to wind up going on further. So just go ahead. I know he's only just a couple of votes from winning, so go ahead and throw a vote. And then we can move on to other stuff. And it's really sad when you have that sort of stuff to where, you know, people really don't want something, but they go ahead and vote for it anyway because, well, you know, we'll have another ballot and I was hungry and wanted to be able to go get food.
So this is also another political tactic, mm-hmm. which is to be more dedicated than the other side, to
right.
wear out, to burn out the other side. I mean, we've attempted to engage in this locally here. There's a school board meeting that happens, and to some extent, because we're the minority in the room by a significant minority, you know, we benefit when the numbers change in our direction, meaning that if we can outlast in this lengthy 6-hour-long meeting, which sometimes they've been that long,
right.
This sort of marathon, boring political meeting, people start to drop off. The, you know, the average, more average, you know, teachers that might have come, they might have to go and pick up their kids from soccer practice or something like
right.
that, right? Like, so they've got to, they can't stay
yeah,
any
because
longer.
These meetings generally happen on a Saturday.
Right.
Start early in the morning. And, you know, one thing that really baffled me, earlier this year, when we were at this meeting and there was a proposal to spend $1 to create an athletic fund that would then not use any taxpayer money. It would be, you know, just we need to create this fund and then we will be able to accept donations into this account.
Okay.
And I got up and motioned to amend that to accept a $1 donation to create the fund.
Yes.
And
you were willing to give that dollar.
I also said that, you know, I will donate the dollar and held up a dollar bill. And some local busybody guy that opposes everything we suggest got up and said, this is ludicrous, blah, blah, blah. And the proposal got voted down the same as every other proposal
wow.
that any liberty activist suggested. Same exact vote.
Right.
And it's like, really? Really, like, instead of, you know,
you were being charitable.
Right, and then I, you know, wound up saying, I still want to donate the dollar, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, just absolutely petty. It's petty.
It is. Well, that's politics. I mean, it's basically one of the most common aspects of politics. It's petty, and it's
cowardly.
But why
can't you guys just compromise, Ian? You should do all the compromising. Well, no... A-hole, you need to compromise, too. That's how compromise works, is both people give
yeah.
a little bit.
Well, the thing is...
compromise isn't you always get your way. That's called you being a bully.
See, the thing is, you don't have... The libertarians don't have enough political sway in order to be compromised with. The time when you get the compromise is when you have enough political sway to where you can stick your foot in the mud and...
Then
can,
don't tell me to compromise yeah. if compromise means sit down,
do
shut
everything.
Up, and do whatever
yeah.
I tell you. That's called me being bullied.
But
that's not
what
they
me want.
Compromising.
Right. Well, they don't even want you there. They don't want us there.
But
they
don't said, use the word compromise. Just tell me, sit down,
you.
Shut up, and
but
do
not,
what I tell you.
Most of them aren't as honest. You know, they're not as honest with themselves to do something like that. But every now and then you'll find one that will say, yeah, go away. You know, free stater or go away.
Right.
You know, whatever. We don't want your kind around. We don't want your kind around
I still
here.
Also think it's funny that there's the group of people that have moved here from, like, Rhode Island and Massachusetts
yeah.
to say that moving here to try to change things is bad.
And then they got involved in the system after they moved
they're
here.
They're the people that yeah. are moving here to get involved to change things and roll back some of the laws or, you know, get rid of certain freedoms that we have.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Noah in Arkansas, listening online. Hello, Noah.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to Free Talk Live a couple of days ago, and I saw
Excellent.
When Roger Ver came on the show.
Yeah.
And he gave kind of a one-sided argument, and I just thought the people should know the other side.
Sure. So what issue were you referring to that he was giving a one-sided argument about?
Specifically, you know, the larger effects of this proposed Segwit change on Bitcoin.
All right, so we're going to change gears here into a Bitcoin discussion, which is going to require a little bit of background for listeners who might be uncertain
right.
or unfamiliar.
Let me put my Bitcoin hat on.
So there's a major, and we're going to have to hang on to you here, Noah, so stick with us. You can give your the other side here in a moment. We're going to bring you back for that. You can hang out, right?
All right.
With Noah. He wants to get the other side. Roger Ver, one of the proprietors at Bitcoin.com. He is a big influence in the Bitcoin world because, well, he bought in some Bitcoin early when it were real cheap. And now Bitcoin are hitting new record highs within the last 48 hours, hitting over $5,600, $5,700, $5,800 per Bitcoin. And there is something looming on the horizon that threatens to, once again, cause all manner of confusion within the Bitcoin marketplace. And, well, people feel very strongly about it one way or the other. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's grousing about the libertarian movement and all of its terrible infighting, or talking about terms of service. Apparently violating those is a crime in the United States, and the Supreme Court just recently backed that up. We haven't even really gotten into the meat of that story yet. And, of course, it's always open phones here at Free Talk Live. We're going to get back to your calls in a moment here, but we're actually about to talk to Noah about the future of Bitcoin. It is at best an uncertain future, and we'll get into the details on what's happening there in moments. But Bitcoin is not the only cryptocurrency in the marketplace. It was just the first one. And, of course, like the Model T, you could argue that the Internet won't have use for it for that much longer. And then, of course, the question becomes, well, if not Bitcoin, then what? What will be the number one choice of the marketplace? And we honestly don't know, but we're pretty excited about Dash here at Free Talk Live because it is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and it's a lot cheaper than Bitcoin. I just spent some Bitcoin this afternoon. It cost me $1.72 in fees to send $10 worth of Bitcoin.
Wow.
So Dash does not have that problem. It's decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial future for our better financial system and future for everyone. Take back control over your future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Noah in Arkansas, Noah calling in to give the other side to counter what Roger Ver said in a Free Talk Live after show that we did with him earlier, an Edgington Post that we did earlier this week. And let me just bring our listeners up to speed here, because this is a complicated discussion that we're going to try to oversimplify for the sake of brevity, for the sake of newbies understanding this. Bitcoin is the world's most successful cryptocurrency. It was the first one. It's got a tremendous market effect. There's, you know, a large network all around the globe. It's a decentralized currency. It can't be taken out by governments. It can't be stopped, basically. And it does what it says it's going to do, which is to say it allows people to transfer wealth from one person to another pretty much directly across the world for relatively low fees.
And fairly quickly.
Yeah, and quickly. Cutting out the middleman, basically. Getting the banks, getting the governments out of money and having a money that can actually, you know, benefit the individual and increase your level of power over your own life rather than having politicians and bankers having power over it. So it's a huge paradigm shift. And it's been very, very successful. In fact, it's been so successful that it has hit certain growing pains that, well, you want to have. I mean, it's a good thing to have these growing pains, but ultimately you want them to go away at some point. And they have not gone away. The growing pains have to do with the number of transactions per minute, basically, or per second, that the network is handling. It's full, and it can't handle any more. And so there have been these two sides that have been fighting for years over how to fix this problem with the transactions. The two sides have been fighting. One of them supports the segregated witness protocol. The other one supports increasing the so-called block size. And both of them say that their solution is the way, the one true way to fix Bitcoin. Some of the people involved in this dispute came together in this event called Consensus 2017. It happened in May, and they signed an agreement saying that they were going to implement both of the proposed proposals. So they were going to do segregated witness first in August, which they did, and now they're looking at doing the what they call the 2X, where they double the block size, making more room in these blocks, which are the technology behind the Bitcoin that contains all of the transactions every 10 minutes, basically. And so that's sort of the fight that's been going on. Now you say to yourself, well, wait, they came to agreement. There was a consensus. What's the fight? No. Not everybody came to an agreement. Only like 83% of the mining power in the Bitcoin world came to an agreement, and a few dozen companies. So with that sort of preface, Noah, you know, what do you have to say? Because Roger Ver is in favor of the 2X doubling, and he was arguing for that the other night. But what did you have to say?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the parts about the banks and decentralization and all that good stuff, because I think all the libertarians, the people that listen, and y'all are going to agree that once the banks come in, you know, it's no good. And that's actually what I believe the Segwit 2X is all about. Now, people talk a lot about the scaling issues, the block size, but most of these proposed changes are not actually because of that. The changes are because of third-party interests, corporations, and banks who use this argument as a guise to sneak in their own work. And there are a couple examples. One was Bitcoin Cash, in my opinion. That was from a corporation. That was Bitmain trying to keep one of their hacks, some of their software working. And, you know, if we have enough time, I can touch into that. But that's not really where I'm wanting to go tonight. It's about Segwit. Now, segregated witness, you know, it's just one of the ways and 2X of fixing that problem. But the problem is not how it
But it
fixed.
Hasn't, hold on, before you go on, segregated witness hasn't fixed the problem, right? Like, they implemented
right.
this thing, and even the people who support segregated witness have said, some of them, that it could take many months, possibly, before segregated witness starts to actually have an effect on reducing the amount of transactions in the blocks.
Right, because isn't
right.
there something, and I didn't listen to that interview with Roger Ver,
yep.
Isn't there something to where very few of the miners are actually, you know, implementing SegWit, that it's something about the nodes, but not the miners?
No. All the miners had to be segregated witness. So the 95% of them had to be going for the segregated witness for it to even go into effect. So all of them are segregated witness capable at this point. The question is, will the users upgrade their software, like their wallet software, to go to a segregated witness-based wallet? And have you?
I don't know how.
Have you?
Is not
Bitcoin,
using,
the latest version of Bitcoin Core support segregated witness?
I'm not running a full node, so I
have
no clue.
You don't
have
to run a full node. The segregated witness is supposed to be something that anybody can use, any wallet software.
All right, so
right.
You know, after this segment ends, I want you to show me how in my Airbits wallet to
I don't know if you can.
Right, then I don't know if I have or not, because
I'm not
running a full node, so I don't know
how to
do this.
You guys are relatively connected Bitcoiners. Like, you guys, the two men I'm looking at in the studio here,
I agree.
Chris and Daryl, you and all three of us, we're at every single Bitcoin meetup that happens here in Keene, New Hampshire. We are
right.
three of the most core Bitcoin, you know, fanatics in this region of the country. And you guys have no idea whether the wallet software you're using supports segregated witness.
I think it does, because I have the latest version of Bitcoin Core, and if I'm not mistaken, Bitcoin
probably
Core,
they were
supporting segregated witness.
But you don't know how it works.
I don't.
You think it has segregated witness, but you've never seen anything about it. They didn't, you know, point out the new features to you, or you don't know
right,
how to implement
it. Right, so
you're
asking me, have I activated it? I'm not the developer for the wallet that I use.
Is there something you actually have to do in order to utilize it?
Hang on, Noah. I know you got more to say here, so we're going to bring you back here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And this might be why there are only just over 10% of the transactions on the Bitcoin network that are using the segregated witness at this point. So it's barely had much of an effect. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you want, you can get interactive online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a forum which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. In fact, all three of the hosts on the show tonight are on that very forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com to find it there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. And by the way, it's very modern forum software. It's not like the forums of the olden days, which we had one of those back in the day, back when forums were a thing before social media took over the internet. But we're trying to bring back the forum, so check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Noah in Arkansas, he's called in about the Bitcoin war, this kind of geek war that has been going on now for years and unfortunately is spilling out into the public view with these very public and contentious hard forks where the Bitcoin whole network basically splits in two and creates a copy of itself. And then there's now two competing Bitcoins out there. There's Bitcoin Core versus Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash was a relatively small thing. It was just sort of big enough to kind of breathe on its own, but it has never really been anything of significance in comparison to Bitcoin. And now Bitcoin is going to possibly fork again coming up here in the next couple of weeks with something called Bitcoin Gold. But that's not really what we're talking about here because, again, that's looking like it's going to be relatively small. But this other thing, the segregated witness, has mining power behind it. It's got like 80% plus of the miners saying they're going to back this proposal. And it seems like whatever the miners say as it comes to Bitcoin goes. Now, Noah, you were expressing concern for centralization, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to continue your thoughts because you're trying to rebut what Roger Ver had said on an after show that we did earlier this week about Bitcoin and his support for doubling the block size, which is, again, another way that people are proposing to handle some of the growing pains in the Bitcoin network.
Correct. And the main thing I want to talk about is not segregated witness or any of the problems with Bitcoin. I'm trying to warn people about the segregated witness or the Segwit 2X of being what I believe is the banker takeover of Bitcoin. A lot of people think...
A banker's takeover? Is that what you said?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, hold on a second. Now, isn't it true that the Bitcoin core team, a lot of them are being paid by a company called Blockstream?
You know, I will have to look that up, but
I've read that that's true. So maybe it's not true if somebody wants to, you know, rebut that, but, you know, please rebut if you know anything different. But my understanding is this Blockstream company was funded by a big bank to the tune of like $100+ billion. And now that money's being used to hire these programmers and get them on the side of what this Blockstream company wants Bitcoin to be, which is this, you know, very expensive thing. In fact, I think one of the Bitcoin core supporters went on record saying that they believe that Bitcoin should be $100 fees per transaction.
Wow.
But that's what people want.
Yeah, I've heard that some of the people in the what's called Bitcoin core, they want it to be
a settlement layer.
Yeah, that settlement layer to where, you know, it's kind of like how back in the olden days, the banks would just use that $100,000 bill to send money between banks, and, you know, regular people never got to see that $100,000 bill. It was a settlement layer. And Bitcoin should kind of be the same thing. And if you want to actually, you know, like buy a cup of coffee, use something else.
That's literally what some of them have been saying. Now, Noah, I mean, is that what your vision for Bitcoin is? Is to, you know, only have it be for the rich?
Definitely not.
Okay.
And I don't believe that people would follow that, and that would be a very, very bad way to take this. And I don't think the majority of them would support that. There might be a couple outliers, you know, it's a kind of a free market. But the digital currency group that is on the other side, the DCG, they are also, I guess, but I don't know about the other ones, but they are funded by MasterCard, and some of the head honchos in it are a bit bigger, like, let's see, pull it up, I have a couple notes.
Okay, so like, what you're saying is there's some bankers' money on both sides of this. You're saying that there's bankers' money on the side of the people who are going to do the Segwit2x thing in several weeks, and I've just pointed out to you that there's bankers' money on the other side of the coin for this Bitcoin Core software team. So
what I don't understand is,
maybe you can explain this for me. Why is it that you believe that doubling the block size is somehow more pro-banks than keeping things as they are, which is obviously a broken Bitcoin network because the fees are insane?
Exactly. It's not about the block size here. It's a transition of power from the core block. The Bitcoin.
But how is it a transition of power? It's the existing miners who are the ones who are going to decide where this goes. Now, you can certainly argue that the mining has been centralized, meaning more so now than in the past. And what I mean by that is Bitcoin mining has gotten more difficult over time, and people have had to join these mining pools, many of which are run in China by these mega Chinese corporations that have put a lot of money into, you know, mining hardware and things like that. So, I mean, there's no doubt that there are only, you know, a number of these mining pools out there that are keeping the network alive, and so you could argue that it's been centralized in that way. How is Segwit2x going to change that? I mean, it's going to basically keep that status quo in that any of these big miners can mine either the 2x version or the 1x version, right?
Well, I don't believe that miners are the ones that make the decisions. That's one that's one way that me and Roger Ver disagree, because I mind myself on a very small scale, be it, but I join the forums, you know, I'm in the communities, I see people, I talk to people, and I know for a fact, or I say that, that miners will almost always follow the money. And you can see that in history, and you can see that all the time. Miners always follow the money.
But isn't that technically making a decision?
But the decision here I'm talking about is actually more on the development side, who controls what Bitcoin will become in the future. Because segregated witness is being pushed by the DCG, but that fork, the development, will take the development from the core group to another corporation, a corporation called BitGo. And BitGo is putting themselves in the development as the middleman, a settlement layer before it hits the actual blockchain, similar to a bank. They're the ones that will have the development, the power, the choices, the regulation, and of course they are heavily invested by the DCG. And
okay.
Also,
so what it sounds like you're describing is a struggle between corporations here, and you know, there's no doubt that Bitcoin isn't, I don't think, as decentralized as a lot of people would want it to be. But it doesn't seem like either of these things are going to change any of that. What you're talking about, if what you're saying is true, and I don't know, I haven't heard that before, but you know, it's worth looking into. That if the segregated 2x thing comes through, that somehow transfers power over to this company BitGo from away from this other company Blockstream, whose CEO was apparently the one who said that he thinks people want $100 Bitcoin transaction fees. So, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, which one of these characters is worse in this situation.
Well, I'm really concerned
with is whether or not I can spend Bitcoin, and whether or not Bitcoin is useful in the marketplace. So I realize that Bitcoin is not likely going to last forever, especially if these stupid internal power struggles continue to happen with it. I think it's just going to just, you know, shatter into a million pieces and no one's going to care about it eventually once the market figures out that it doesn't need 20 Bitcoins, you know, 20 different types of Bitcoins, and ends up picking some other competitor, something that's not even Bitcoin to begin with. But ultimately, right now, I'm faced with what's happening right now. And right now, I went out to spend Bitcoin today and paid $1.72 to send $10 worth of Bitcoin. To me, that's broken. When's the last time you spent Bitcoin, Noah?
I spent some actually 2 nights ago. I was using Shapeshift and almost, I mean, there are some high times, but I'd say the majority of transactions I use are at around 20 to 30 cents. Might be higher.
That's still too much money. Hang on, though. We can bring you back here to continue the discussion. I'll give you, you know, as equal of a shrift as we gave Roger V, although most of Roger's interview was actually after the show earlier this week. More coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynovite.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here, we've got to get into the Supreme Court case that Chris had brought in to share with us tonight about the terms of service. Apparently, it's more than just some crap that nobody ever reads. They're claiming that you have to obey or possibly go to prison. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments, but we're actually in the midst of an interesting call with Noah in Arkansas. He's calling about the blockchain Bitcoin debate, where Bitcoiners have been dug in on both sides of this issue and throwing internet bombs at one another, making memes and, you know, censoring forums and doing all kinds of nonsense to fight with one another over the future of the direction of the currency. It's an ugly mess, but I guess that's sort of how these things go in the cryptocurrency world, or at the very least in the Bitcoin world. We don't see this level of contention in other communities, but then again, that's probably because there's not as much attention being paid to those other cryptocurrencies and whatever level of dumb drama is happening within their movements, because Bitcoin affects a whole lot more people. It's the number one cryptocurrency in the world. Right now, it's inching towards $100 billion in market share. In fact, I actually had a piece of show prep tonight about how Bitcoin, according to CNBC.com, at $96.7 billion market capitalization, Bitcoin has more of a market cap than Goldman Sachs.
That's a lot.
You've heard of Goldman Sachs. That's a big old bank, as I understand it. Well, Goldman Sachs only has $92.9 billion market cap. Morgan Stanley, you've heard of those people, like investors,
yeah,
or something like that? $89.1 billion. Netflix, $84.5 billion. Incredible. Bitcoin has surpassed those and will continue likely to surpass other companies and corporations because it truly is a phenomenon, which is why people care so much about it.
What about Smith Barney? Are they still around?
I don't know.
You remember their ads from back when we were younger? We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it.
No, I mean, it sounds kind of familiar, but that one didn't stick with me. So let's go back to Noah. He's in Arkansas. Now, Noah, you've been claiming that this new plan to double the block size with the so-called SegWit 2X proposal that's supposed to go into effect within Bitcoin in about another 4 or 5 weeks from today, that you're saying this is a dastardly plot by a big bank to try to take over Bitcoin?
Yes, that is what I believe, and I'll keep on that. But I kind of like to work backwards here, just to let and start with the end of Roger Ver's podcast, where he mentioned he recommended people putting their Bitcoins in an exchange that did not support the Bitcoin Core and just left you with the SegWit 2X coin.
No, that's not what he said. Roger said that when Bitcoin splits, this is supposed to happen, as I said, in about 4 or 5 weeks. When that happens, there could be a very contentious period and dangerous period of time in which you should not spend your Bitcoins due to something called a lack of what's called replay protection. Meaning, right, if you spend your Bitcoins, they could get lost or stolen or something like
or
that.
Or maybe you send it to the wrong type of thing. And
right,
Mark Edge accidentally wound up sending, I forget if it was Ether Classic to an Ether address or vice versa.
Yeah, he did that.
But he scanned the wrong QR code, and because it accepted it, this is a thing. So if you tried sending Bitcoin to a Dash address, your wallet
that
would say,
work.
Yeah, this is invalid.
Right. But when the Bitcoin splits, the two chains have the same address structure.
Right.
And so unless you're paying close attention, you might be reversing the Bitcoin with the Bitcoin Cash or the Bitcoin with the SegWit 2X or the whatever it ends up being called. Anyway, I forget where I was going with that.
Don't spend your Bitcoin while
what Roger said.
All of these possible chains, because you don't want to send your stuff to the wrong address.
But what he was saying was, if for whatever reason you are going to want to trade this new Bitcoin, so it's going to be like Bitcoin 2 versus Bitcoin 1, basically. The one with the double size blocks and the one with the 1 megabyte. So 2 megabyte or 1 megabyte. And so the idea is when the split happens, if you don't have your Bitcoin on an exchange, then it will be very difficult. It could be very difficult for you to move the Bitcoin once it splits onto the exchange due to these issues, this turmoil that's basically going to be happening, which will be dangerous. So the idea would be that if you are willing to risk putting your Bitcoin on an exchange, which is generally a bad idea, and I think he acknowledged that this would be a risk for someone to do this, but let's say you are a fanatic. Let's say, Noah, you truly believe that the 1X Bitcoin is the true Bitcoin, and that's the way you're going to go. Or Roger, who might believe that the 2X Bitcoin is the true Bitcoin, and that's the way he wants to go. What he was saying is, if you want to make a trade at the moment of the split, if you want to be ready to trade right then, when you're, let's say you have a whole Bitcoin in your wallet on the exchange, when that split happens, you will then have one of the 2X Bitcoin and you'll have one of the 1X Bitcoin. So you'll then have two Bitcoin of the two, one of the each different type. Make sense? So the idea is that if you're on the exchange, you can instantly start trading that. You don't have to wait to try to send your coins to the exchange, which may take quite a long time, especially if there are mining delays and problems with the network, which are expected to happen once the split. So this is for people who truly are like true believers of one side or the other, and I'm not. I don't know what's going to happen. My plan is to hold and wait and watch and see, which is what I did through the Bitcoin Cash thing as well. But ultimately, if you are a true believer and you want to, let's say, sell all your 2X Bitcoin so you can get more 1X Bitcoin, then in order to do that and be Johnny on the spot, you need to have your Bitcoin in the exchange before the split happens. That's what he was trying to explain.
Well, I guess I must have misread or not got exactly what he was pointing to at the end.
So anyway, I was looking up what you were saying, Noah. I found an article over at the Reddit for Bitcoin, /r/Bitcoin, The title of this, posted 6 days ago, is SegWit2x the real banker takeover? And then they proceed to go through much of the same stuff that that you had told us on the air. Later on, the author does admit that Blockstream, the company that is, as I understand it, funding a lot of the core developers, was also an attempted corporate takeover, in that case to restrict block size and push people onto their proprietary level 2 platform. So it does sound like there may be this, you know, corporate struggle takeover thing going on, which does not make me feel good for the future of Bitcoin generally. But as I said, if I only have two choices here, and one choice is a Bitcoin with a smaller block size and one corporation in, you know, with a high level of influence, or a Bitcoin with a larger block size and another corporation with a high level of influence, it's like voting between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
So let me ask this question. Which one actually winds up reducing the fees and allowing Bitcoin to actually be usable for these small transactions?
Well, both of them claim that their solution is going to reduce the fees, Daryl, although right now we haven't seen SegWit do any kind of fee reductions, so you know, it remains to be seen whether that's actually going to play out, because only 10% of the people who are using
One of the claims that I've heard is, well, the reason the fees aren't low right now is because there's these 2X people that are trying to
spamming the network, right? That claim? Yeah, who knows? I mean, there's... It's a nasty, ugly situation.
It's the whole, you know, vote for Republicans and we'll give you small government. But, well, we've got to increase government in this area and this area and this area because Democrats.
So one of the things I think that you're mistaken about, Noah, and I'd love for somebody else to, you know, call in on this. And thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. And we're going to continue this discussion over the next several weeks. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
This thing gets closer, so thank you. But the one thing he's, I think, mistaken about is he doesn't believe the miners are the biggest players in this, and they are. So, yeah, the question is an important question of who's going to develop Bitcoin, which is what he brought up before. Who are the programmers going to be that write sort of the future code for what Bitcoin will become? And ultimately, there can be different people coding Bitcoin, and there are. But the question is, who are the miners going to back? Anybody out there can put forward a Bitcoin piece of software and say, here's my attempt at writing Bitcoin.
Right, but
if the miners don't jump on board, you've got nothing.
But as you mentioned, you know, basically you've got two giant corporations making a proposal, which in a lot of ways sounds kind of like how elections work here, where you've got you know, red team, blue team. Yeah, there's, you know,
except
the
there's no force involved.
Right, well, there's libertarians and greens, but they're never going to win, so you've got to vote for one of these big two things, and if you don't vote for either, then, well, you're just going to get forked.
Well, in this case, the only vote you have is to continue or not continue using Bitcoin. That's the vote that you and I have as users of Bitcoin. But the miners are the ones who get the most meaningful vote, at least as far as the future of Bitcoin is concerned. So the question is, what are they going to pick in 5 weeks? I don't know.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com. CADIarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.